Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. This is episode 10 of the show, and today is Wednesday, February 15th, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us. You can follow along with show notes and more on the official blog site at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com, and feel free to email in any questions, comments, or story ideas to sportsworldreport@gmail.com, or call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-SWRE. Again, that is 254-307-7973. Also, please subscribe on iTunes, tell your friends about the show, and take a brief moment to write a review on the Sports World Report iTunes page. In addition, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at SP World Report. You can also follow my personal Twitter account at Denton Ramsey, and you can find me on Facebook, my personal Facebook page, by looking up Denton Ramsey. Jumping right in, we have a lot to discuss when it comes to Baylor and Houston sports. First and foremost, let's talk about the Baylor Bears. They had a 1-2 season this past week, but I really don't think there's a reason for Scott Drew and the Baylor Bears to panic, at least not yet. They have 4 losses this year, but they've only lost to 2 teams, and they have lost to 2 Big 12 teams, unfortunately, in Kansas and Missouri. But the chances of the Bears even running into those teams in the bracket come March is slim to none. And the Bears have a very solid team, a very deep team. I'm not too concerned about them as we head into the final few weeks of the season. But to recap, the Bears won 79-64 after dropping 2 in a row, and they beat Iowa State at home at the Farrell Center. Just to read the first few paragraphs from this story on BaylorBears.com, again, all of these stories that we talk about will be available in the show notes on sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. Perry Jones III and Baylor never lost confidence, even while losing consecutive games for the second time in a month. They got back on track in a hurry. Jones rediscovered his shooting touch with 18 points in the ninth-ranked Bears, rebounded from 2 big losses with a 79-64 victory over Iowa State on Monday night, 2 days after losing at Missouri by the same margin. The coaching staff, quote, "The coaching staff and my teammates kept me confident even though my shot didn't fall this past week or so," Jones said. "They still kept me shooting the ball. It'll go in. It's just not going in right now. At first I was sort of down because I felt like I wasn't making nothing and hurting my team, but they kept me in the groove." Jones already had 10 points by halftime, one more than he had combined last week when Baylor, 22-4 overall, 9-4 in the Big 12, lost to number 4 Kansas and number 3 Missouri in consecutive games for the second time this season. Again, I'm going to stop there. For those that want to continue reading the story, definitely check the show notes. Moving on to the Baylor women's basketball team, we're going to talk more about their schedule at the end, but this story, they remain undefeated. They are 25-0, 12-0 in the Big 12, and the number 1 women's team visits Oklahoma State this evening. And just a few paragraphs again from this story, the top-ranked Lady Bears, who hold a 4-game lead in the conference standings, travel to Stillwater, Oklahoma to take on the Oklahoma State Cowgirls in historic Gallagher-Iba Arena on Wednesday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Baylor, a school record 25-0 overall and 12-0 in league play, an NCAA Division I's lone undefeated team, is led by a duo of double-digit scores on the season. Again, the rest of this story will be available on the show notes page. Moving on to Robert Griffin III. Going to have a couple stories about RG3. This first one is entitled "Griffin III Causing a Stir." This is from the Toronto Sun. Before Tim Tebow became the story of the NFL world in 2011 and convinced the Broncos to commit to him entering next season, the Denver front office was targeting another versatile Heisman Trophy winning quarterback as a potential first-round pick this April, Baylor's Robert Griffin III. Rated behind only Stanford's Andrew Luck among quarterback prospects in the 2012 draft by NFLDraftScout.com, Griffin is likely to earn a top-5 selection. That would almost surely keep RG3 out of Denver's reach, as the Broncos would have to package several picks, including their current first-round selection, number 25 overall, to move up to get him. However, it appears the Broncos began their research into RG3 long ago. Again, the rest of this story will be available in the show notes, but it's an interesting piece on Robert Griffin. The next story is through NFL.com. It's entitled "Luck, Griffin, Tannehill top QB prospects entering combine by Bucky Brooks. The 2012 NFL draft class is loaded at the quarterback position, with Stanford's Andrew Luck and Baylor's Robert Griffin III pegged as can't-miss prospects at the top of the board. Both are elite caliber playmakers capable of reversing the fortunes of dismal franchises, and their extraordinary potential will most likely lead to both coming off the board within the first five selections. To skim down and talk a little bit more about what he says about Robert Griffin, Griffin is an electrifying athlete with exceptional skills as a dual threat playmaker. He is a master of improvisation, but also possesses the football aptitude and arm talent to pick apart defenses with a series of pinpoint throws from the pocket. There has been some concern about his ability to transition into a conventional offense after directing a spread system at Baylor, so Griffin's impressions in interviews and on the field at the NFL scouting combine will be vital to sway the opinions of some critics. Good fits, Cleveland Browns, Washington Redskins, and Miami Dolphins. Again, you guys can read more about this story by clicking on the show notes. Baylor football update. 2012 football schedule will include six home games. Baylor's 2012 football schedule includes six home games, including five against teams which played in the postseason a year ago. All told, the 2012 Bears will play nine games against 2011 postseason participants. To go ahead and quickly read their schedule, September 1st, they play against SMU at home. September 15th, against Sam Houston State at home. September 22nd, against Louisiana Monroe on the road. September 29th, against West Virginia on the road. October 13th, against TCU at home. October 20th, against Texas on the road. October 27th, against Iowa State on the road. November 3rd, against Kansas at home for homecoming. November 10th against Oklahoma on the road. November 17th against Kansas State at home. November 24th against Texas Tech at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington. And December 1st against Oklahoma State at home. You guys can find more about that story by clicking on the story in the show notes. The other story about Baylor football I'd like to quickly touch on is this story entitled Football Foursome Invited to 2012 NFL Combine. Griffin III, one of four Bears to work out at a pre-draft NFL event. Four Baylor student-athletes will work out for NFL coaches and front office personnel at the 2012 NFL Scouting Combine, February 22nd through 28th at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Quarterback Robert Griffin III, receiver Kendall Wright, running back Terrence Ganaway, and offensive lineman Philip Blake were invited by the National Football League to participate in the event. Again, you guys can read more about this story by clicking on the story in the show notes. Another Baylor story is Baylor baseball. The Bears enter the season ranked as high as 28th nationally. Baylor baseball was picked fourth in the Big 12 Conference preseason coaches poll released Tuesday by the league office. It's the second straight season the Bears have been picked to finish fourth in the Big 12 and the 13th time in the last 14 seasons they've been picked to finish in the league's top half. The Bears received 42 points in the poll, finishing behind Texas A&M 64, Texas 56, and Oklahoma 48. Missouri 30 was picked 5th, followed by Oklahoma State 28, Texas Tech 27, Kansas State 20, and Kansas 9. The Bears begin their season on Friday at home against Oral Roberts. Again, I'll touch on their schedule and the rest of the team's schedules here at the end of the show. Baylor softball, just a quick update on the Getterman Classic. Canyon struck out 15 batters en route to her third career no-hitter and an 11-0 win. The Bears now are 4-1. Again, first few paragraphs from this story, Whitney Canyon recorded her third career no-hitter, striking out 15 and 5 innings of play en route to an 11-0 win for the number 7 Lady Bears, 4-1 overall over UT Arlington, 3-2, on day 3 of the Getterman QTI Classic Sunday afternoon. Quote, "I had command of all my pitches today," Canyon said. "My arm felt good despite the cold, and everything just clicked for me." All three of Canyon's career no-hitters have been in five innings, with the last coming on March 17, 2009, against Prairie View A&M. Again, you guys can read more by clicking on the story in the show notes. Moving on to the Houston Astros, this story is from Astros.com. It's by Brian McTaggart. It's entitled, "Competition Will Be Theme of Spring for Astros." Open auditions will take place all over the diamond at camp. The buzzword for the Astros entering spring training is competition. One of general manager Jeff Lohau's top goals after taking over in December was to try to create as much competition at as many positions as possible. Coming off a season in which they lost a club record 106 games, the Astros will have open auditions all over the diamond this spring, except for a handful of spots. Houston remains in a full-fledged rebuild mode, but seeing better results at the major league level is tantamount. The top three spots in the rotation are decided, with Wandy Rodriguez, Brett Myers, and Bud Norris returning, and Carlos Lee at first base, J.D. Martinez at left field, Jose Altuve at second base, and newcomer Jed Lowrie at shortstop are all but assured starting spots. Again, you guys can read more by clicking on the story in the show notes. Moving on to another Houston story. The Houston Rockets wrapped up their road trip with a 93-83 defeat in Memphis. We'll touch more on their schedule at the end, and if you guys do want to read about that latest loss for them, definitely click on the story, and that will be available. To give you guys the latest NBA standings updates, again, the top three teams in each division for each conference is what we're going to read. In the Eastern Conference, we've got Philadelphia at 20-9, Boston at 15-12, New York at 14-15. In the Central, we've got Chicago at 24-7, Indiana at 17-11, and Milwaukee at 12-16. In the Southeast, we've got Miami at 23-7, Atlanta at 18-11, and Orlando at 18-11. Moving to the Western Conference, we've got Oklahoma City at 22-6, Denver at 17-12, Portland at 15-14. In the Pacific, we've got the LA Clippers at 17-9, LA Lakers at 17-12, Golden State at 11-14. In the Southwest, we've got San Antonio at 20-9, Dallas at 18-11, and Houston at 16-13. Again, that'll wrap up the stories for this week's episode of Sports World Report. To go ahead and give you guys Baylor and Houston's sports schedule for this week from Wednesday, February 15th through Tuesday, February 21st, we've got Baylor women's basketball at Oklahoma State tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time. We've got the Houston Rockets versus Oklahoma City tonight, 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor softball at Texas A&M Corpus Christi on Friday, February 17th at 1 p.m. Central Time. Baylor baseball versus Oral Roberts on Friday, February 17th at 4:05 p.m. Central Time. Houston Rockets versus Minnesota on Friday, February 17th at 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor softball travels to Texas A&M Corpus Christi for a game on Saturday, February 18th at noon Central Time. Baylor men's basketball plays against Kansas State on Saturday, February 18th at 12:45 p.m. Central Time on the Big 12 Network. Baylor softball at Texas A&M Corpus Christi on Saturday, February 18th at 2 p.m. Central Time. Baylor baseball versus Oral Roberts on Saturday, February 18th at 2:05 p.m. Central Time. Baylor women's basketball is home against Texas Tech on Saturday, February 18th at 7 p.m. Central Time. Baylor baseball versus Oral Roberts on Sunday, February 19th at 1:05 p.m. Central Time. Houston Rockets are at home against Utah on Sunday, February 19th at 6 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Houston Rockets versus Memphis on Monday, February 20th at 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor men's basketball travels to Texas for a big game on Monday night, February 20th at 8 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. Baylor softball returns home and faces Northwestern State on Tuesday, February 21st at 3 p.m. Central Time, while Baylor baseball is at home against TCU on Tuesday, February 21st at 4:05 p.m. Central Time. Baylor softball versus Northwestern State on Tuesday, February 21st at 5 p.m. Central Time. And Baylor women's basketball versus Texas on Tuesday, February 21st at 6:30 p.m. Central Time on Fox Sports Southwest. Again, that will wrap up Episode 10 of Sports World Report. Thank you very much for joining us. Please email me at sportsworldreport@gmail.com, and I look forward to talking to you guys again next week.